Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Catching up with a bloke who has seen the problem in the world and he has gone out and decided to do something about it. They're the exact type of people I like, and saying a very good morning to Raph McGowan. G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good, and welcome back to sunny Wagga. You've got a fair family connection down here.
It's good. Our family lived in Wagga for 10 years, so I've got a lot of friends still here.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of families now from those friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the backslap is a great concept. We'll talk about that, talk about why you did it. And you've also got a song which we'll play in just a moment's time as well. But tell us a little bit about the backslap.
So the backslap came about because of two problems I found with people applying sunscreen, is that they couldn't reach their back, that part in the middle, and they didn't want it on their hands because it might impact what they touch next, whether it's sporting equipment or fishing bait, for example.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, let's do something about it. Sun safety is a very important issue to me, and I've spent the last 18 months developing a number of prototypes and then have now created the backslap, which we're almost at that final stage of production.
Sensational. And the idea would be to get this out to as many people as possible, obviously, for the summer months.
As many people as possible. So it's available, yes, as you said, before this coming summer.
And you've got a Kickstarter going on to support that.
Tell us about that. Melanoma is an issue that impacts many families, and we wanted to involve the community and make them aware of what it is we're doing, but give them the ability to support backslap getting to market. So we're running a Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign, and for the next 30 days, people have the opportunity to pre-purchase their very own backslap. And by them pre-purchasing and raising $40,000, it'll allow us to complete that final stage of production and get it into their hands before this coming summer.
Now, it's obviously something that you're really passionate about. Now, tell us a little bit about the backstory about how you became involved with this, because it's a bit of a tragic story.
So in 2011, I got a call from Dad, and Dad being Dad, he just cut straight to it and said, "Raph, I've got news about your sister. She's had a melanoma removed from her back. But they found it spread throughout her body and they're giving her less than 12 months to live." That took me a couple of days to process what Dad had told me. And fortunately, our family, our friends, Tess's husband and daughter at the time, we got 11 months and 4 days to spend with Tess. And when she did pass away, something went off inside of me and said, you know what, I need to start getting proactive to do what I can to prevent any other families experiencing what we did and causing unnecessary deaths from melanoma.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the prevention ability these days, it's just something like, the good news is that rates are falling, but you just need to be so careful.
We do, and I'm a surfer myself and I enjoy the outdoors, and I see a lot of people outdoors enjoying it, and I want to provide them with a device that they can keep in their bag, they can keep in their car, and when it comes to that occasion that they need to apply to their body and they don't want it on their hands, or they need to apply to the middle of their back, now they can.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Tess was also a big fan of music, and so you've put a song together, I believe. Tell us a bit about the song.
Lee, this is something which is very special. Tess was a singer-songwriter. She lit up whenever you mentioned music.
Yeah.
She loved performing, and I just couldn't imagine not having a song about Tess, about our journey, to be played and to be shared with other people. So fortunately, I ran into an artist on the Sunshine Coast called Andrea Kerwin. And as soon as I heard her sing, I was like, wow, that's amazing. I spoke with Andrea and said, here's the story behind what we're doing and what we want to create. Can we write a song together? We did. We then recorded it in a studio. And it's amazing to hear Tess and her passion for music still coming through.
Sensational. Well, let's have a listen to it. It's called I've Got Your Back. Classic Hits on Triple M. Classic Hits, Triple M. It's called I've Got Your Back. And the man who you could hear a little bit off on the chorus of that one, Raphael, in the studio with me. A poignant song, and obviously means so much to you.
It did. And that was the first time that it's been played in full on radio. So thanks again, Lee.
That's okay.
It was very special to record that song in the studio. And growing up, Tess would always be playing a guitar, singing songs, and at times I'd walk by in the house and start singing, and in the nicest way possible, she'd look at me and sort of give me that look and to say, "Raph, you're a little tone deaf."
As only siblings can.
Yeah. Do you mind just humming? And so to be in that studio and to be invited to sing in the chorus, I know I was smiling during it, And it was a little nod to Tess to say, who would have thought that one day I would be on a recorded song?
Absolutely. And we've got to mention again, your Kickstarter is on, people can pre-order the backslap. So not only help get it out in the market, but then they get one and they can help themselves prevent melanoma.
Certainly. By getting on and supporting our Kickstarter, they can go to our website, backslap.com, B-A-K-S-L-A-P. There they're able to pre-purchase it and know that they're the reason for us being able to get it to market before this summer, and they'll also be the first to receive it as soon as it's available.
Absolutely. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio this morning, Raphael. An amazing story, and it's, I love seeing people who see a problem in the world and then get out and do something about it, and that's exactly what you're doing. So all the best with it. If you want the link to that Kickstarter, you can jump on our website as well, triplem.com.au, or put it up on the Triple M Facebook page. Been a pleasure.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Lee.
Not a problem. Raph McGowan there. Backslap is the product and helping to prevent melanoma. The Riverina is 11:52. Triple M, Lee, with you this morning as we fast approach 10 to 8. Potsy and Leighton back Monday from 6. Tomorrow night, Origin night. This is going to be huge. State of Origin Game 3. You'll hear it live on Triple M and you'll be able to catch it live if you're lucky enough to get along to the Sporties Hotel, Triple M Sporties Hotel. Corporate box has been up for grabs. We've got a few people on our standby list, and someone with three mates going to be watching Origin 3 from the comfort of the Sporties Hotel corporate box, being looked after with food and drink throughout the game from the first whistle to the final siren. Best seats in the house, and we need to try and make a phone call and see if we can find our winner for this one. Let's see how we go. Calling Narelle.
Hello.
G'day, it's Lee speaking from Triple M. Is this Narelle?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Narelle, how are you going this morning?
Good, thank you.
Very good. Now, I'm of the belief that you got onto a standby list for the Triple M Sporties Hotel corporate box the other morning with Potsy.
I did, yes.
Oh, my word. Are you going to be going down there and supporting the Blues or supporting the Maroons, you reckon?
Blues, of course.
Sensational. Well, Narelle, you're going to have to find a few mates to go along with you because you have just won Triple M and Sporties Hotel corporate box.
Oh, yes, thank you.
No problems. You got plans so far for Wednesday evening that you're going to have to cancel?
I was just going to go to our local Takata Club, so I'll come into town now.
Sensational. We'll bring a few mates with you. We'll look after you. Got some beers, some foods. You get the corporate box treatment from the first whistle through until the final siren. Congratulations, Narelle.
Thank you.
Not a problem. A big prize and a big night tomorrow night down at the Sporties as well. They've got happy hour right up until the first try on Origin night. Make sure you get on down there and support them. The Triple M Sporties Hotel corporate box, State of Origin Game 3. Go the Blues. And Narelle, you and your mates will have an absolute blast down there.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.